Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Grady Noyes. He is the mayor of the Price City Youth Council. They've got a really fun event coming up this Friday. So we're going to talk a little about what the Price City Youth Council is, what they do, how they get all things put together, and all the fun things that they have planned. Then we'll talk about the event and then some things that are on the in the future that are coming up as well. Grady, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Anytime. When you guys want to come out here, I try and make it a point to get you guys on the air. This is, I love when you guys get together and put things together, and this event that's coming up this week is no different. But before we get to that, let's talk about the youth council, and you're the mayor, right? And then what other positions are there? And then there's a bunch of council members as well. Is that how it works?
Yeah, so I'm the mayor, and then I have a bunch of, like, there's just council members that you can be, but there are other positions. Like Emily Perry is my Emily Perry is like my vice mayor. She helps me get stuff ready, helps me go. She's the mayor-elect. Then we have our public relations. We have a bunch of other positions like that that people take on roles, and they help out with the council.
And the cool thing about the council, that in talking to a few of the members of the council, is that, you know, you have council members, but then they can go out and bring teens and youth in to help as many as they want, as long as it gets their project done, right?
Yeah, we want to get as many people involved as possible. We like having youth in the community help out around.
And so you guys just did the Childhood Cancer Walk in September. You've got this coming up, and it's this Friday, the 22nd. And it is sounds like it's just going to be a carnival, fall carnival.
Yeah, it's just a carnival.
So I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, so this Friday we're doing a fall festival. We'll have, like, carnival games being presented by clubs from the high school. We'll have live performances. We'll have food trucks. We have Ruben's Barbecue and Angel's Cravings. We'll just have contests going all night. You can sign up for there or on our flyers. And it will just be lasting from 4 to 8 then. And then at 8, we have the movie theater playing horror movies for us.
So you can go down and go to the event that's going to be held at the Peace Gardens. They'll have, once again, booths. They're going to have, like, as you said, food trucks. You had mentioned something about a haunted house down there.
Yeah.
And then just all kinds of fun down there at the Peace Gardens. And then you can make your way down to the Price Theater at around 8 o'clock. You said they're going to start showing scary movies at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And how much is it to get into the Price Theater?
It'll be just $3. All the money goes to them. We won't be taking any of that, but they're helping us out like a ton.
And you also said that, what is it, around 3:30 they're going to start playing, like, younger kids movies?
Oh, no, not that early, like 5.
5 o'clock, and they'll have younger kids movies, and it's still $3 to get in. Just go in, enjoy yourself, you know, grab you some snacks if you want, and those kinds of things, and get out and have some fun this Friday. Another great way to, you know, kind of enjoy and get out and have fun the holiday season with Halloween and stuff. You know, Halloween is one of those that people, when it falls on a Sunday, it really throws everybody off. Nobody really knows what's going to be when. So if we're going to do it this weekend, you know, get out and have some fun down there at the Peace Gardens. If anybody has questions, can they contact Price City and ask them, or is there anybody in specific they need to talk to?
I would go to our social media page, the Price City Youth Council media page. Okay. We have one on Instagram. You can just DM us with questions and we can answer.
All right. And you were also saying that on your flyer, there's a QR code.
Yes.
What can they do with that QR code?
Well, we'll send them to, like, a Google form where they can sign up for the three of our competitions. We have a pumpkin carving contest. We have a pie eating contest and a costume contest. The costume contest, anybody can just show up in costume and we can put you in the contest.
Okay. So that, once again, that's all going on this Friday down in the Price City Peace Gardens. Starts at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
And you'll have booths and a haunted house. Food trucks will be down there. Go down, have fun, contests and everything. And then at 8 o'clock at the Price Theater, they're going to start showing scary movies for the older kids. $3 to get in. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's great.
Can't beat that at all. Now, you were saying coming up in November, you've got an event that you guys are kicking off the Christmas tree regalia. How's that going to work?
We're going to be doing a Christmas tree lighting ceremony where we'll have one tree in the Peace Gardens that we just like light up all the lights in the Peace Garden. Everybody's welcome to come see. It's just going to be great. We tend to have like hot chocolate and stuff there.
All right, so you guys got a full slate of things going on, and once again, if you want to know anything more about the Price City Youth Council, Facebook,
yep,
check out their Facebook page. All the information that you guys are going to need is on there, and just get out and have a great time. That's what these guys do. They really try and put events together for the community, for the youth in the community specifically, to get out and enjoy themselves. Grady, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Been speaking with Grady Noyes, the Price City Youth Council mayor. They've got an event coming up this Friday down at the Peace Gardens. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.